The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armesa, MD, is patient Deanna Morin, last name M-O-R-I-N, first name Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A. This is a treble exercise stress test, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead file, EST space Morin space D. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination, 8/29/22, referring physician, Elona, A-L-O-I-N-A, Rudys, R-U-D-Y-S, M.D., performing physician, Sharon Armes, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 28-year-old female with history of arrhythmia. For stress test on, correction, with history of arrhythmia, new paragraph, ECG, stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, V2, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 108 over 70 period, baseline heart rate, colon, 80 beats per minute period, new paragraph. Patient went treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes and 34 seconds into stage, correction, exercise for 9 minutes and 34 seconds, semicolon, 34 seconds into stage four of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 178, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 148 over 65 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 26344, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress for the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient experienced correction, the patient complained of transient dizziness at the end of the recovery period with resolution after one cup of water. Stress was terminated. The patient exhibited good to very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. Correction. The patient had baseline low blood pressure with a normal blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 106 over 62 and a heart rate of 94 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treble exercise stress test to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good to very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10.5 mets. 4, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.